A Tale of Two Real Estate Markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, good news for housing, bad news for strip malls. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 112 points, almost a percent at 12,497. The Nasdaq up 1.5%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.8%. Two big bank earnings reports this morning. Bank of America said it lost $8.8 billion last quarter. That's mostly due to a settlement the bank had to pay investors who say B of A misled them into buying bad mortgages. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs says its profits jumped 77%, but that fell short of expectations because of a drop-off in trading revenues. Now let's get to real estate. Two big stories this morning. Borders bookstore chain is going out of business and will be closing its 400 remaining stores. But the government said this morning that new home construction hit a six-month high last month. Let's dig into both of those stories now with Julie Neiman, an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She is with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, let's start with Borders. It's going to be closing its remaining stores. What kind of an impact is that going to have?
Well, it's bad news for commercial real estate. They have both freestanding and high-end malls. And you're basically looking at huge competition that's coming from the internet now. So you're probably going to see even tougher times for these big box outfits.
Okay, well, what are you supposed to do about that? Do we tear down these old Borders stores?
Well, there's a problem there because, again, some of them are freestanding. Those conceivably you could be because who can fill it? It's got to be another big box outfit. The freestand in the malls, though, you're going to see more of them. Those are smaller outlets, possibly filled by other kinds of retailers. But even right now, retail is very, very slow. It's not recovering simply because there are fewer households being formed, little income growth, and very low job growth. So retail is still stalled out.
And, Julie, what about new home construction? We got this word this morning from the government that housing starts hit a six-month high last month. What's going on there?
Well, the good news is it wasn't horrible news. Probably the biggest area is that it's a demand for rental properties. People can't buy when prices are still going down and employment is soft, so now they're going into rental properties. Banks right now have the old-time values, 20% down. You have to have a job, verifiable income, credit rating. So people are definitely moving over into the rental side. Now, the good news on rentals means that you've got an indicator of some stability in the job market coming here. Maybe the kids are moving out of mom's basement. On the building side, more available rental properties to meet demand. Rents are likely to ease somewhat as new supply hits the market. And there's hope that in a year or two, you can dump the roommates.
All right. Well, we'll take that. Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks, as always.
You bet.
Well, Rupert Murdoch's testimony has begun in the British Parliament this morning. He offered this brief remark just moments ago.
I would just like to say one sentence. This is the most humble day of my life.
The head of News Corporation is testifying with his son James as part of an investigation into wrongdoing at his former tabloid, News of the World.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Today, the House of Representatives will vote on a Republican plan to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced federal budget. The plan is not expected to pass the Senate. Now, we are exactly 2 weeks away from the deadline to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default, but all through the debate, there's been something missing in the negotiations. Women. For more, we welcome the chair of the Congressional Caucus for Women's Issues, Democrat Susan Davis of California. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Well, there were no women in the Gang of Six. There were no women in the Biden talks. And if you look around the table of the president's debt talks, you've got just Nancy Pelosi, one woman. Is that a problem for you?
Leader Pelosi can be a very strong voice for women, and I think she continues to do that. But, you know, we're 17% of the Congress.
Is it an issue that you've brought up with the people who are running the debt talks?
It's difficult sometimes because women traditionally have not been in the Congress as long. And so in terms of leadership, that tends to be a problem. What's so important about having women at the table is that we really are the caregivers, both to the young and to the old. Women are the principal caregivers. They also live longer than men. So these issues of Social Security and Medicare are very, very central to them. Of course, the women can't always agree with one another either. But I think there is something in the way that we work together. I sometimes kid and say that women are used to having, you know, three toddlers and two cookies. And so they know how to solve problems.
But when it comes to the actual substance of these debt talks, it seems that both the men and the women in Congress are pretty much sticking to their party line. Do you think the substance would be different if you had more women at the table?
I think if there were many more women, it absolutely would be. Sometimes, because there are not as many women, certainly not token in this case, because the women in Congress are very strong, very competent and capable women. But I do think that numbers would matter, and that would make the real difference.
Congresswoman Susan Davis, Democrat of California, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
And finally, to a ferry that crosses the Hudson River from New York City to Weehawken, New Jersey every day. Tickets cost just under $10, but one passenger has been riding for free for the last 3 years. Every morning, he boards and rides back and forth for 2 hours, and then he returns for another 2 hours during the evening rush. His name is Tony, and he's a pigeon. The crew says Tony thinks he's human, and he only misses the boat during blizzards. And they say he does a better job cleaning up the crumbs the passengers leave on the boat's floor than the employees do. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
More than 70 television shows are going to screen their stuff at Comic-Con in San Diego this coming weekend, the big comic convention. And it's not just sci-fi programs fighting for a piece of the pie.
There's something about the nerd fan that you don't get with other fans.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Trekkies and Gleeks unite next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.